And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, second hour of the program here on the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Inman, and in studio alone this week, Brian Cleveland is off. He is out doing the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival in style. He is representing the Earshot 20 there. Hopefully he's having a great time. Hopefully you've been enjoying the program. If you're just joining us, first hour of the program counted down the first 10, had Stephen Karlick on as well. This hour of the program, you're going to get the top 10, plus you're going to get Stephen Karlick again, and the lowdown in this hour. So lots to bring you, lots of great shows still left here in this hour. And of course, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 campus and community radio stations, Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. All kinds of stuff on that website, including some reviews right now on Steve Strongman and Sharon Van Eaton, No Sinner, and Vrind. So all kinds of stuff there to check out. You can also get in touch with us a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. That's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do it for you in the form of a feature, which includes an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please get in touch with us. Just having a look during the break, was wondering, what episode is this of the Earshot 20? It's 120, if you can believe that. We are over a two-year mark of the show. Of course, we only do it once a week, but and that's probably all you could handle of us, really, because when Brian and I get going, oh, we're a little crazy. So, but it's really good, 120 episodes, and we hope to have lots more, and it's all because of people like you listening to us. So thank you very much for tuning in, supporting the program, and thanks to Earshot and all the great folks over there who help put together the charts every week so that we actually have a show to do. And we've got a show to do right now. You're going to hear from the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer and FKA Twigs, but first, to kick us off at number 10 this week, down from number 7 the week before, is Spoons. They Want My Soul. Really groovy album, really groovy track right here. Rainy Taxi is the name of the track, and hopefully it's not raining when I grab my taxi. Stick around, there's more on the way. Your number 20, Rainy Taxi, right here on the Earshot 20.
Run with you. I got nothing.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Number 8.
Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer in at number 8 this week, down from number 4 the week before. The album is called A Real Fine Mess. And in before that was FKA Twigs at number 9, up from number 11, the album called LP1. You heard a song called Pendulum, and in before that, kicking off the top 10 was Rainy Taxi by Spoon and the album called They Want My Soul. That's sitting at number 10 this week, down from number 7 the week before. Second hour of the program here on the Earshot 20. Hope you're enjoying this countdown. We're going to take a break from that right now, head back to the phone line, catch up with Steven again, get some more of that music news that we love from exclaim.ca, and we're going to kick things off with a story about U2. And I just heard about this, actually. It was a surprise to a lot of people, the new album that dropped free for fans of U2.
Yes, so when we woke up Tuesday morning, we did not expect U2 to drop a new album, but that is what happened. The Irish Arena Rock Gods had an album in the works, and they've now surprised fans by releasing Songs of Innocence for free on iTunes. It is completely free of charge and will remain so until October 13th. It is exclusive to Apple and is being given to anyone and everyone with an iTunes account. So if you haven't yet, you can check your iTunes, and there will be the new U2 album in there. Sort of creepy. I wasn't expecting it, and when I came across it, I was like, did I? So I had to question myself. U2 and iTunes released the album to coincide with a press conference about the new iPhone 6, where the band performed at the event. The album was produced with Danger Mouse, Flood, Paul Epworth, and Ryan Tedder, and according to a press release, charts the group's, quote, earliest influences from 70s rock and punk rock to early 80s electronica and soul. So you can grab, of course, Songs of Innocence, which is the title of the album, on your iTunes by going home and opening it.
Well, I have to say my Facebook was lit up when people started. They're like, oh my God, new U2 on iTunes. I'm getting it for free. And I was like, what is going on here? But that is a unique way to release an album. And it's great that they're leaving it open basically an entire month. If you don't go within the next month, then you must be living under a rock.
There's something slightly unsettling about it, I will say. I didn't even know that they could do that. Like, it's, I don't know, it felt like a weird... If you're a U2 fan, it's a pleasant surprise. For anyone sort of on the fence or who doesn't like them, it's sort of a weird, like... It's like finding that someone put $5 in your wallet. It's like, that's cool. $5 is great, but you were in my wallet.
I enjoyed that analogy. That's good. Yeah, when you put it that way... Tad creepy.
Yeah,
tad
it's
creepy.
Like, thanks for the music, but meh.
Yeah.
send me an email. Give me the offer. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Tokyo Police Club have added more Canadian dates to their touring schedule with Said the Whale and the Pack AD. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes. The Toronto band have extended their already busy fall tour schedule in support of their new album, Forcefield. The new batch of Canadian dates will find them on the road until December. The trip will be alongside Said the Whale and the Pack AD, and will start at the beginning of November and run until December 11th, at which point they will play their hometown of Toronto at the Danforth Music Hall on December 11th. Before then, they will play all kinds of Canadian dates between the Western Coast and Ontario, including dates in Winnipeg, Regina, Lethbridge, Kelowna, Whistler, Victoria, Edmonton, Calgary, Saskatoon, Thunder Bay, Montreal, Quebec City, Peterborough, and more. So for the complete dates, because I'm out of breath, go to exclaim.ca. They're all there.
Yeah, for fans of Tokyo Police Club, head on over to exclaim.ca. All kinds of dates there and lots of dates and locations where this show broadcasts. So if you're listening and you've heard it, go check it out. It will be a great show. One more story to bring you before we cut to your song pick of the week, Stephen, and that is about Johnny Marr.
Yeah, more tour dates. In case you're not a Tokyo Police Club fan and you are a Johnny Marr fan, the former Smiths guitarist will release his new album, Playland, coming up on October 7th through Warner Brothers. Before the album's release, Marr will tour the UK in October before venturing to Europe for a few shows, and then will come to North America mid-month playing a number of U.S. shows and making a few Canadian stops, more than maybe would be expected, in Montreal, Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, Victoria, and Vancouver. Again, unfortunately, no East Coast stops, but you never know what he's got planned. Those dates will come around the middle and end of November and at the start of December. So keep your eyes peeled.
Excellent. All right, Stephen, thank you very much for joining us as always, and we'll throw it over to you for your song pick of the week.
My song pick of the week, actually, I was just talking about Tokyo Police Club and their new tour dates. The sister of David Monks, the singer of Tokyo Police Club, is Katie Monks, the singer of a Toronto band called Dilly Dally. They just signed to Buzz Records and will release their first 7-inch coming up. The new single is called Candy Mountain. If you're a fan of the Pixies, you might dig this. It's called Candy Mountain. You're going to hear it right now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Yeah.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 7. Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
I got all the time in the world. Don't you want
want some of that. Don't you want some of that?
Time by Bahamas. That's what you just heard in at number six this week, up from number eight the week before. Bahamas is a Fi is the title of the album. And in before that was P.S. I Love You at number seven, down from number two the week before. For Those Who Stay, a song called Friends Forever. We will be friends forever, you and I. And Dilly Dally, Candy Mountain Dilly Dally, was Stephen Karlick's song pick of the week. Great Toronto band. It's a pretty groovy tune. Hope you enjoyed that. And you should check them out online. Give them a search on Google. Dilly Dally, great band. Got a couple more tracks to bring you before we get to the lowdown, and we're going to hear from Mozart's sister coming up. But first, always in at number five, holding steady in that spot. The name of the album is self-titled. It is also Always. You're going to hear a song called Ones Who Love You. Stick around, there's more on the way. Here's Ones Who Love You in your number five spot this week on the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
Earshot 20, number 4.
That was Lone Wolf, Mozart's sister, sitting at number 4 this week, up from number 9 the week before. The title of the album be called Being. And in before that, Ones Who Love You, always self-titled album, and they're sitting at number 5, holding steady from last week. If you're just tuning in, it's Anthony Emmon in with you for the Earshot 20, giving you the countdown. And Brian Cleveland is out this week. He is off at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival. Hope he's having fun there representing the Earshot 20. Thanks very much to them for all their support. And it was great to chat with some of the artists last week when we were doing a little bit of a lead up for the festival. We're going to take a break right now from the countdown and give you a little segment that we'd like to do to tell you what's debuting below the top 20, could make their way into the top 20 very soon. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
10 debuts this week below the top 20. Number 50, Ryan Adams, kicking off the Lowdown at number 50 is a self-titled album, number 14 for Ryan Adams. And English electronic artist Imogen Heap is at number 43 with her fourth album entitled Sparks. At number 38, we find the debut self-titled album for of raw blues rock for New Orleans-based Benjamin Booker. Wish is a collection of songs spawned from the mind of 23-year-old Kyle Conley, and the self-titled debut of Hand-Drawn Dracula arrives at number 36. The Plastic Factory Record Company, love that name, launched earlier this year with the debut from Halifax's Nap Eyes, and the Montreal label hits Earshot at number 35 with a 20-song compilation called Meet the Factory. At number 34 is the debut self-titled album from Jungle, a London-based soul-funk collective. Vancouver pop-punk institution Gob return with their sixth album entitled Apt 13. I think that might be Apartment 13. It cracks the charts at number 28. El Pintor is the self-produced fifth album from New York's Interpol, and it's at number 23. And closing out the Lowdown at number 21 is Zeus, who returned with their third album entitled Classic Zeus. Must be a classic indeed. There's the Lowdown for you. A little bit of look of what's going on below the top 20. Going to get back into the top 20 and now getting into the big stuff. Our top three, and it's all going to kick off with our number three this week, up from number 10 the week before, Ty Segall. The album is called Manipulator. You're going to hear a song called The Faker. It's right now. We'll be back one more time to recap everything for you. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
I'm the faker.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
Before I knew to choose the music of celebrity, I sang backups on the backstairs, the backstairs, the backstairs. I wore a groove, sneaking around the servants' quarters, so I knew my
That was Backstairs, the new Pornographer, stealing number one spot this week, up from number three last week with the album titled Bruisers. They stole the number one spot from Monomyth, who dropped down only one spot to number two this week, and their album titled Saturnalia Regalia. You heard a song called The Big Reveal in before that. Ty Segall at number three, up from number 10. Manipulator is the name of the album and the track was titled The Faker. That does it for the Earshot 20 and the countdown. If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, counting down the top 20 this week, and it all comes from earshot-online.com. That's where we get the charts, and we do this show. We broadcast and record out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also hear us on radioforall.net if you download the program, or you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown. Stick around right now because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.